Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is 1:30 PM on September 19th, 2023. And time to reconvene in regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. Our PUD officers who are here today are Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President, Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary, Christie Sterling, Chief Information Officer, Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Warren Stelzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
I have no items.
I have no.
Comments from the public is item three on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If you're joining by Zoom, raise hand or dial *9 as if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor. Please join me for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today, under section two of the afternoon agenda, we have a recognition and declaration. Consideration of a resolution recognizing and designating the week of October 2nd, 2023, through October 6th, 2023, as Customer Service Appreciation Week to honor and celebrate district employees for the outstanding customer service that they have provided over the past 12 months. And I'm going to ask our Vice President to please read the resolution because my voice is not cooperating today.
My pleasure, Madam Chair. Whereas National Customer Service Week was established by the International Customer Service Association in 1988 and proclaimed a national event by the U.S. Congress in 1992 to be celebrated on the first full week in October. And whereas the main purpose of celebrating Customer Service Appreciation Week is to recognize the contributions, benefits, and great service provided by customer service professionals, and whereas exceptional customer service is one of the district's corporate initiatives and is practiced throughout all departments in the district, and whereas the district wishes to recognize and celebrate the achievements and outstanding service provided to district customers by the customer service department as well as other district employees over the past 12 months. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commission of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County that the week of October 2nd, 2023 through October 6th, 2023 is recognized and designated as Customer Service Appreciation Week to honor and celebrate district employees for the outstanding customer service they have provided over the past 12 years.
I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Derek Herman is available to speak to us about Customer Service Appreciation Week. They're great public servants.
Derek Herman, Senior Manager of Customer Service, and thanks for letting me come up and talk a little bit about our excitement for Customer Service Week this year, 2023. And as you mentioned, Commissioner Logan, we've been doing this for a couple decades or more now, and it's a fantastic way for us to celebrate our teams and recognize them. I'm passing along a card that shows our recognition and just has a couple of words of our thanks and gratitude for what they do. We've got a pretty fun, actually we're taking the entire month, so we'll focus on the week, but we're gonna blow it out a little bit. Because we are, we have a work from home contingent and not everybody can be here that week. So we wanna make sure that we have an opportunity to recognize everybody. So we're gonna blow up one of the rooms. It's gonna be the room next door here, put some balloons and have some snacks. The theme this year nationally is team service. And so we're taking the opportunity to recognize and celebrate our Seattle sports teams and wear jerseys and just have a good time. So we're excited about this. And again, this is about our customer service reps who are on the front lines, talking to our customers day in and day out, representing ConnectUp, our energy services platform, all that we're doing. And we're so thankful for them. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say we appreciate your commitment and recognition for them every year as well. So thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Do you have any, are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There's none.
Mr. Olson, do you have any questions?
I have no questions. Oh, there's no buffet. I was going to ask where the buffet is.
We are going to do a stadium themed snacks, hot dog and chips and that whole thing. We'll send you the invite.
They used to do a full spread. And I believe you mentioned in your comments, you know, frontline work that everyone at the district does, but the frontline with the customer like that is one of the primary reasons this utility is respected. And yes, customer satisfaction is so high. So, a lot of work. And I don't know if it's you or a county, but Tony really likes the fact that the aging of accounts is getting there. Is that your area?
It's a combination, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We work with...
I'm following that. I really like your work on that.
Those are CSRs as well that are working with the customer account.
Yeah, yeah.
Commissioner Logan, do you have any comments on this?
Just comments. You know, my interactions, my personal life with our customer service representatives have been very limited, but I've just been amazed. I've never called with easy questions. I've always called the hard questions, and it's such a contrast to how many customer service experiences we have with other organizations in our lives, banks and those kinds of things. And then I've been fortunate enough to work with a couple of them at the fair over the years. And so I just am thrilled that we have such qualified people and put so much into them training-wise and very much appreciate it. I just think it's so important for how people put some work into it.
Finally, I'll say that I think that the people who work in the customer service area, they really get it. They really understand and appreciate that our loyalty, and I was just looking at this in our policies today, our loyalty to our customers, to our public, should be our utmost loyalty. And so I think your staff, all of the people who work with you, understand that, and they do a wonderful job. So thank you. And give your leadership in that area.
Thank you. Appreciate all the kind comments.
Any other comments? Go ahead. Right. Thank you again, Derek. I'll call for the vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The resolution is approved. Now we'll move on to comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Please state your first and last name for the record. Do you have anybody on your phone?
We do not.
Okay, thank you. So we can move on to the consent agenda. First, we'll approve the minutes, and then the bid awards or professional services contracts and amendments. Consideration of certification, ratification, approval of district checks and vouchers. And then we have a couple of resolutions, so. Consideration of a resolution approving amendment number 7 to the collective bargaining agreement between Public Utility District and the Anacostia County and the IBEW International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Number 77, for the period of April 1, 2020 through March 31, 2024. Also, Part E is consider a resolution approving amendments to add Roth Plan Feature 2 and removal and to remove first of the month effective date rule from the Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County 401k plan and the Public District Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County 457 deferred compensation and trust.
Commissioner Wolf, just to, well, I think I just want to make sure we know it's the September 5th, 2023 minutes. So you just left the date off, that's all.
Oh, it's on the record now.
Okay, thank you. Could you repeat that?
That we're approving the minutes of the regular meeting of September 5th, 2023.
Okay, I thought maybe it was, I left off the resolution.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right. For these items, I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Right. Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any?
Yes, I do on the bid report.
Okay.
I do have some questions on all of you.
Here you come. You knew I was going to. On the residential electrician unit price contract. And the bids had to be rejected at our last meeting because they were not compliant.
That's correct.
And one question I have is, did you negotiate only with Rotter because there was Blue Sky that actually, I know the first one, Dickinson, didn't even come through the right process, but there was Blue Sky who actually was the low. Was there any attempt to negotiate with him?
So actually, I do need to make a correction. That amount on Rodman's bid on the rejection notice was actually incorrect.
Oh.
The amount on the action today is the correct amount.
Okay, all right. So, okay, great.
As much as I'd like to say that we negotiated $400,000 off their bid, that was just a
typo. Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. I think the process, given the lack of competition, and I'm sure council was involved in this, that we're okay in terms of going in and negotiating. But a couple of questions that I had in those negotiations, were there any modifications made to the contract that might be unusual or not consistent with our practice?
No, we were very careful. Since this is the first time we've used this process, we were very careful to try to keep it as in conformance with all of our normal contracts and agreements and policies and procedures, especially for public works. As you're aware, there are a lot of rules around public works contracts, and this still does constitute a public works contract. And so we were careful to make sure that everything was within our standard.
Yeah, well, in terms of performance bond and bid bond, I know it's state, but performance bond and the protections of the utility put in our standards.
Yes.
So those, we didn't make any modifications to accommodate.
No, we did not.
Okay. So the negotiation then was pretty straightforward.
It was primarily just to ensure that even though this was a different process, that they still were willing to conform not only on price, but on all of the contractual
requirements
that we had, yes.
And in that, are they going to sub any of this? Are they all their employees?
I'm getting a head shake from Travis in the back row, so.
No,
I'll say no.
It's your employees. All right, thank you. That's all I have.
Commissioner Logan, do you have comments or questions about this? Okay. I also did have So the big problem with the other competitors or bidders was that they didn't have the bid bond.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. I guess I was just a little surprised that we didn't have more people who did respond who were qualified. So, but I'm sure you've exhausted all of your resources.
Yeah, that was one of our concerns up front with this process, because we don't usually hire residential electricians. All the electricians we hire are commercial electricians, and they are more accustomed to bidding for public agencies and on large jobs like this. Also, the requirement that they have multiple, the ability to have multiple electricians out at any given time on call. So that lowers the interest of most residential electricians, as you may be aware, are operate under a different business model where they're doing break fix and responding to houses on a call basis. And to have them under contract like this is sort of an unusual situation for them.
The thing I thought was also notable is that there's a lot of uncertainty in it, because you don't know how many times they'll have to go back and do all this. So I was wondering how you came up with a price when you don't really know, like, how many hours or days are going to be involved.
If you want a lot more detail on that, I'm sure that Travis could provide.
If you can do it kind of briefly.
Sure. The AMI team did a really good job of working with their consultant to try to define what some typical situations that these electricians might encounter, and then just put that into some standard ranges and have the contractors provide pricing for those common situations. And then we'll make the determination along with the contractor on a case-by-case basis what each situation entails in terms of that range, those ranges.
Okay, is it a fixed price? 1.6?
Essentially a fixed unit price for each unit of work that we use.
Are there any other questions?
I'm glad we were able to do this, though.
Correct. It's just something a little unusual.
It is.
And as you mentioned, these contractors are not used to bidding on part of this.
We're going to do this again at the next meeting, so just under the situation, so just.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
It's in practice.
Well, that'll give me a chance to make up more questions.
There being no further questions or comments, I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We'll move on to the CEO, General Manager, General Pierce, reports.
The vote passed. Can you just, for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry. The resolution has passed. I beg your pardon.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all those people.
We should put this last next time. Make it
sense to you guys.
Lost half a lot of it.
That's not what it was. Okay. Right, so moving on to the general manager's report. Are there any reports?
Yes, thank you for that, Commissioner. We have quite a few things going on and some great reports from a few of our divisions out there today. So bear with me because I have a little bit of a list today. First of all, I'd like to start with the water department. The City of Arlington completed the emergency repairs to their Glen Eagle Reservoir and put it back into service on September 6th. The district continues to work with city staff as they resolve some minor operational issues associated with bringing their repaired reservoir back into service. But overall, the flow to the city has been stabilized and gone back to a more normal use. Also from water, the water utility continues to move forward with the development of new AMI meters, or I'm sorry, the deployment of new AMI meters and modules. To date, approximately 700 new meters have been installed. So they're making great progress. The next one's near and dear to my heart because it's the ITS division. Our very own Chris Bridge, Senior Manager of ITS Data and Analytics, is one of three finalists for Utility Analytics Institute Best Utility Analytics Leader of 2023. The award recognizes a utility analytics leader who has excelled at supporting analytics work, not only within their own company, but who leads the progression of analytics within the utility industry. Finalists will be recognized and winners, and the ultimate winner will be announced during their Utility Analytics Week conference in October in Orlando, Florida. We're really proud. I'm exceptionally proud of the work that Chris has done and the entire data and analytics team. Next up, we have corporate communications. Over 100 employees and their families attended the Aqua Sox final regular season game. Even though we lost, the kids had a great time running the bases, and Zip was able to meet Webley and Frank. We're pleased to announce the completion of a new public works contracting training curriculum. The training has been designed to create a unified approach to public works contracts at the district. The training covers the life cycle of a PWC project, including PWC intro and overview, design and getting to the bid phase, bidding and award, and finally, post-award. So comprehensive training.
Plus, plus.
Absolutely. Finally, for CorpCom and the mailroom, employees that did a huge, or the employees did a huge inventory update to the employee outlet store. So don't forget to take a look at all the cool new stuff available to proudly represent the district out in the community. So a lot of great items there for purchase.
Anything on sale?
There's usually something on sale, but I'm not sure. And then one final thing, finance at AEGIS, our primary insurance carrier, typically does an assessment every 3 years to help them understand the PUD's risk and mitigation plans better. The most recent assessment began in June, and we had about 25 PUD employees involved in the work. They pulled documentation like policies, procedures, and data together. We also had teams meeting with them to discuss risk mitigation strategies for a variety of things like vegetation management, wildfires, pool inspections, and a wide range of other areas. This is not a typical audit process, so they don't issue findings, but they offer suggestions and recommendations that we can use to better mitigate our risks. AEGIS representatives noted that they viewed our programs and risk mitigation efforts as top 10% across the entire industry. So really well done there. Well done with the team, and well done at getting us to that point. That is all we have.
So kudos to Aegis, and also kudos to Chris Rich.
Yes.
Did I say his name right?
You sure did.
Rich, will you please express to him, I think I would say, we all are very proud of him. And I read about it in the Daily Digest online.
Yes.
That's phenomenal, out of the whole country.
He's excited and always a little bit embarrassed by the recognition.
Right.
So,
sure.
But we are sure proud of him. Thank you.
Oh, wow. All right. Thank you for your report. So we'll move on now to commission reports. Commissioner Olson, do you have any reports?
I have no reports.
Commissioner,
I have none.
Well, I attended PPC for 2 days and PNUC for one, so 3 days down at PDX at the airport hotel. And I learned a lot, as usual, and asked different people that I've gotten to know when we were talking about resources and resource adequacy or inadequacy. I brought up energy efficiency, and people didn't seem too interested in that. They want to talk about more this, more that, but I still think energy efficiency is a big part of that.
You've got a tough audience there. You've got a tough audience.
I know. Really. Really true. Okay, so moving on to the commissioner event calendar. Commissioner Olson, do you have any changes to the calendar?
No.
Commissioner Logan?
No.
You guys are going to
Grand
Coulee, yeah.
Well, you have a wonderful day there.
It's going to be a long day.
Monday.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't have any changes. I regretted that I was unable to attend the baseball game, but we had a family health thing that came up and I just had to stay at home. Okay, moving on to the August 2023 district performance dashboard. Mr. Olson, do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Okay, Commissioner Wilson?
I have none. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Yeah. It's a lot of work and a lot of data analysis that goes into that. Christy, do you have, does your team work on the dashboard?
Yes, well, we support the district in pulling together dashboards based on a variety of things. And we partner with people from across the district, but Chris Pritch's team is the one that puts the dashboard together, Boom Technical.
That's really great. Are there any other questions or comments on the district performance dashboard?
Yes.
Yes or no? In spite of my voice, we're going to move on to D, consideration of a resolution, amending resolution number 5924 and adopting amendments to the Board of Commissioners' governance policies entitled Executive Limitations, Governance Process, Board CEO General Manager Linkage Policies, and Board Engagement. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Colin Willenbrock is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. And I think we're going to have some. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There are not.
Okay. Commissioner Olson, do you have questions or comments?
I do have a comment. I'm assuming we'll have some facilitation. I see that Melissa Collins is not here and she's the project lead.
And I think Allison and Colin are going to facilitate, right?
Okay.
So, Commissioner Walker, do you have any questions or comments before we begin the facilitation?
Actually, I move to table item 6B, consideration of a resolution amending resolution number 5924 and adopting amendments to the Board of Commissioners' governance policies entitled Executive Limitations, Governance Process, Board CEO General Manager Linkage Policies, and Board Engagement Plan to allow the board additional time to continue discussion on amendments requested and to bring this matter forward for action at a future date.
Thank you.
Okay. We need to take action on.
So, Madam President, yeah, that motion would take precedence under our current governance policies and Robert's rules. So you would call for a vote on Commissioner Logan's motion to
okay.
Table. Okay.
All right. We'll call for the vote.
Yay.
Aye.
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 So on the facilitation, if we have individual questions or comments on different items, how do you want to do that?
We tabled it.
To a date.
To a future time.
For a future time.
Oh, okay.
There will be no,
and do we need to set that time?
The motion was to not have a specific date.
Oh.
So once a motion is tabled, then the board would have to take action to remove it from the table, either at this meeting or at a future meeting.
Okay. Does that need a new motion to move it to another time, or? That was included in your motion.
That's the motion.
I specifically chose to make a motion to not move it to a specific time. It's my thought that we need more time and maybe even another workshop to tackle. They've got a lot of pieces.
And the more you work with this, and if the board chooses to, you know, go into another half day session or whatever to clarify, I would like to ask my fellow commissioners if there's any interest, and I don't know if it can be done, that when we are doing that there is some way to have a projection and ability to, in front of us, to make changes. Not necessarily all the wordsmithing, but I found it difficult to follow our discussion. And imagine you guys did too, because the board is not necessarily order very clear. in, you know, the, what they concluded they want to do. So that's more of a, if we go into another retreat dealing with that, I would hope that we could have that.
Yeah, maybe if you'll indulge me for just a moment, for purposes of the record, for the audience and folks that are participating, so they understand kind of where we're at in the process. So we did facilitate a special meeting and a board retreat where we talked about the material substantive sections of our governance policies that had some consistent need for an overhaul or some review. We systematically went through those sections and tried to find some commonality of positions from board members for your consideration. There was also a legal review and administrative review that resulted in additional changes that the board has now seen. Board is tabling any consideration of that particular amendment or amended document because as they've had time, as the commission has had time, individual commissioners have had time to review that document, more questions and suggestions have come up. So we will continue to take and facilitate any additional suggestions as you continue your review. We would also entertain the opportunity to have a future retreat or future discussion based on action taken by the board. So once you're ready, you would let staff know and we can facilitate whatever process you'd like to have, whether that be in a regular meeting or a special meeting retreat, as you've had some time to evaluate where you want to go with your policies. I'll remind you that the governance policies are yours. That's yeah. Your document that governs the way that you do the people's business.
Well, I am grateful for the delay. And do we need another motion to delay the other pieces of this or the other sections? Because I personally, I had 10.
The motion to table is comprehensive, so it applied to the entirety of
Wonderful. Yep. That's great, because I had 10 items. Some of them were just grammatical things, but some were pretty substantive.
And yeah, I think your fellow commissioners also had some questions that, right. that we've been facilitating. So
clarification or where I saw some
Yeah, absolutely.
I do think that it would be helpful to have a follow-up work session, whenever you want, retreat or work session for at least a half day. So maybe we can take that to Melissa and your team can work on that.
I don't know that we concluded that.
Do you feel the need for that?
I guess I want to think about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Although I might lean that way, but I won't make that determination today.
Part of the challenge is today we're bringing this up and we've got two or key people associated with these policies absent, and I think it's not very tight.
The governance policies directly apply to your relationship with John as well as the project lead and Melissa. So
that's appropriate. That's important, but I do not want to leave the impression with the team that worked on this that I thought you did a great job in trying to interpret perhaps some diverse views. I felt that for the most part that it was very well done. And in instances where I identified some things, I know very well that I was not clear to retreat. So that kind of is on me.
We'll get there.
Same here. I feel the same way.
Sure.
And I'm happy to have a delay. So thank you for your help on that.
Don't thank me. Thank your fellow commissioner.
Well, I'm very grateful.
Now, we've taken a vote on this, have we not?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We did.
It's 3-0.
So, great. Let's see. Governance planning calendar. Number 7 on the agenda for the afternoon. Commissioner Olson, do you have any changes to the calendar?
No.
Commissioner Logan, do you have any changes to the calendar?
Well, perhaps other than Commissioner putting this item that we tabled, would we put it on the 2B schedule? Yes.
As of right now, it's not going to be scheduled unless somebody brings it up.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
We have to vote to take it off the table.
Yeah, and then it will go on the planning calendar.
Correct. Okay. I think one quick change to add to the calendar. The October 17th, 2024 load forecast is being moved to the November 7th meeting.
Okay. Good. All right. So I have no changes to the calendar. So any further business to come before the board?
I have none.
Steve? Hearing none, it is now 2:05 PM. And the meeting is now adjourned.